It is Thursday morning. We check in with MCCSE school board members Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein. They serve on the MCCSE school board, obviously. Meeting is next Tuesday.
Correct.
Because there are five Tuesdays in August, and it's the fourth Tuesday. That's why we don't say the last.
Correct.
The fourth Tuesday of each month. And I'm guessing, Sue, you will have plenty of things to talk about at that meeting, as we've seen in today's paper. First of all, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I've never heard loosen up your shoes.
I never
either.
That's
a new term to me.
Well, it's a golf thing that means swing really hard.
Oh, okay.
So you almost fly out of your shoes. So when it's this warm, you get loosened up
quicker.
So, okay. But I like that.
I gotcha.
I'm educating. That's what I like to do.
I had never heard that term either.
With my educators this morning. So that's always good.
And I like to learn something new every day.
Well, and we've been learning multiple things each day. Well, at least on how this stuff has been working with Auxilio. If we haven't seen the paper this morning, let's update everybody. Auxilio is ordered to fix bus problems. The service, Auxilio, has 30 days to address the bus issues. I'll let you guys take it from there. It hasn't gotten off to the start or the vision maybe we had thought back in February.
No, you're right. When we talked with these folks back in February, and remember, I think the community might want to know that our transportation director went up to Michigan to talk with the folks to see their facilities, to understand what they could do. And so we had a pretty good recommendation for using this company. They bid, and I believe another company, and I don't remember who that was, bid, but this was the lowest and most responsive bid. And
you're required to take that bid.
Yes, as a government agency, it's not the same as a business. And I want to remind people again.
Well, I think that's huge, Sue. That's a point we have to drive in. If you put this up for bid, who bids for it? You can't do anything about it. So that's part of it. Now, the other side of that coin would be, well, why'd you put it up for bid? And I'll let you guys take care of that.
Right. And that's one thing that I think some people either they don't believe us or they have incorrect information. We didn't do this to save money. We've never tried to save money with transportation necessarily. We've wanted to get drivers. So just like we hire out legal people to do our legal work, we hire out specialists to do special consulting for us. We hired out a bus company feeling that that was the way to get enough bus drivers since we were short almost every single day last year. It certainly didn't pan out the way we thought. They responded to the bid. They were responsive to every single thing we asked for. Yes, they did come in the lowest, and maybe it was way too low, but everything that we saw indicated that they could come through on this for us. So now they have their notice that they are in breach, and we'll see what happens.
And in the meantime, the article goes on to say, there are still bus drivers that are needed and necessary. Obviously, we're running spots on this radio station trying to figure some out. How do we fill that gap in between now and whatever the resolution is from Auxilio?
Well, one of the stories that you see in today's paper is that Auxilio brought down drivers from Michigan, and those drivers returned, so they didn't have even the number of drivers on day one that the contract said they would have. Also, the buses that they bought had to be reconfigured with the radios.
For MCCS standards.
Yeah, the radios, the GPS, and cameras. And the equipment that they purchased was not what they originally were going for, so as a result, we had to reorder things to put on those buses. It's been one thing after another.
I know, and that really, and that's something that's hard for me to understand because that certainly was part of the specs in the original bid, and our staff have been talking in person or by phone all summer long with these folks, so they knew what they had to do, and it just escapes me that they would have the buses that they needed that could pass inspection, but they didn't have the equipment that we
required them to have in their contract. And
that's,
again, why the headline says it all, ordered to fix bus problems, because that's what's in their contract on all of that. So you're going to...
You ask...
Go ahead, Sue.
Go ahead. Glass, you ask what's going to happen, and to the best of our ability, this was something that was very frustrating to our administration, to our superintendent last year, that we didn't have enough drivers and kids were getting home late. So we ended up having almost enough drivers using our subs and then using people whose job is not being a bus driver, but they work for us and they have the appropriate certification, so they'll be driving. So that we hope that in 30 days we can take care of this on our own and we'll have enough of our own drivers.
And let's go back, Sue, to the origins of all of this, and that was that we were having problems getting drivers. We have the buses, the corporation, for the most part. We have some contract drivers
right.
who own their own buses. And those people put in bids, and they got contracts. They got routes because they underbid even Auxilio. So
yes.
we have some contract drivers. So what we have is we have the buses, and it's the drivers that are the situation. As you said, Mike, we're running ads on WGCL, advertising for people that want to work for the city, or for the corporation, for MCCSC.
So the reason Auxilio was hired in the first place as a transportation manager was so you didn't have to run commercials on WGCL to find those gaps
right.
in
right.
the bus drivers. And now you're doing both of those things.
Right. And so part of their contract
exactly.
with us is that they would find the drivers. They would
yep.
give the drivers
right.
and the buses and take care of this.
And that's go ahead, Sue.
And that's the really good point, Glass. It's a transportation management company. We're in the business of education. So, you know, I don't particularly like privatizing governmental services, but when we can't find enough bus drivers, we thought they would have strategies and plans and abilities to be able to attract drivers. Now, we know one of the things they were going to do is use Michigan drivers until Michigan schools start. And by law, Michigan schools don't start until after Labor Day. So they really did have a whole month that they could bring folks down here, but for whatever reason, those people did not come down here. I can imagine that was going to be a whole lot more expensive.
Well, even if they did come down here, their buses that they were driving didn't pass
right.
the
right.
radios and GPS. And so it didn't matter if they had enough
right.
drivers. They didn't have enough buses.
What?
So everything
exactly.
on this level has failed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Exactly.
They don't have enough drivers.
Exactly.
They don't have enough buses. The buses haven't passed inspection. So they get 30 days to shape up their act. They've had 6 months to shape up their act. Why should I believe in 30 days all of a sudden the rubber is going to meet the road?
If you want my candid opinion on that, I think you're absolutely right.
I don't think they can beat that.
But I need to correct one thing you said.
Please.
Their buses did pass the
state inspection, not the MCCSC.
Bingo,
that's the problem.
Catch.
The problem is, well, they have
the state
buses.
Doesn't require the radios and the GPS
and the
cameras.
But our students and our corporation
do. And the double stop arms.
That's right. So, again, you had 6 months to figure this out. That didn't get it right. So they're on notice. Great. I know you're not a lawyer. I know you don't play one on the radio. What happens in 30 days if they don't? You still don't have bus drivers or buses. If you sue them, that's great. We'll get your money down the road. But how is this going to get fixed?
Well, as you see, we're being more aggressive in seeking drivers than we've been.
And yes. And here's the issue. You said, you know, their buses don't work, but we have the buses. So the drivers that they did have, they're borrowing our buses. They're essentially renting our buses from
Good.
Us because they can't use their buses. And no, I don't know that anybody believes that in 30 days something will change, but by law, by our contract, that's what we have to do to give them a notice of breach of contract. And in 30 days, hopefully with some different strategies employed by our administration, we will be able to find some additional drivers.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSE school board, which will make for an interesting meeting on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Do we hope to hear more information on how this will be addressed on Tuesday?
The superintendent will be bringing an updated report on where we're headed, what we're going to be doing. We'll have that all on Tuesday.
Sounds good. What else is on the agenda, Sue?
I just want to say one more thing about the buses.
Please.
Because I am such a nerd, I was watching the city council budget hearings the night that Lou May was on to talk about Bloomington Transit.
Right.
And he even referenced us with a shortage of drivers and said, we too have difficulty finding bus drivers. So I don't know if it's the, you know, I don't want to drive a big bus. So I don't know. There's just something that doesn't seem like people necessarily want to do this job. So hopefully we can make it a little bit more attractive to people, and we'll try to do that.
I don't know if you're going to change people's lifestyles. I think that's probably – that would be my guess, and I am not a trained transportation analyst at all. Mm-hmm. But I think some other things go involved in that, and it doesn't have anything to do with money. It may be here in a town that's a little bit liberal on their ways of lifestyle and consumption. I would just venture to guess that. I'm not saying anything.
Just to stir the spot a little bit more. IU is having trouble finding drivers.
They're trying to hire students to do so.
But even students aren't moving forward to do that. So
life is busy. Yeah. All right, time to build a subway.
We have another topic that's really big because it hits Monday, and that's the eclipse.
The solar eclipse.
And what the schools are doing. Now, you have stuff on the internet.
I have put stuff up from the MCCSC on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio, but I will head to their website right now and refresh that so people can see what is going on in our schools and everything else, because it looks like, Sue, the eclipse is going to be what, around 2:35, 2:45, 2:55, somewhere in the middle of the afternoon. Don't look at it.
I think the whole thing, you know, from beginning to end is like 12 to 4, and I know IU is doing some things on campus.
They've got parties. Ivy Tech's having a party. Everybody's having some fun with all of this.
We'll have some parties in our schools. Since last year, we've had a lot of our teachers have been working on lesson plans surrounding the eclipse. Now, I wasn't even hearing about the eclipse last year, but this is how forward-thinking our teachers are. So they have a lot of different lesson plans that they've been doing this week and the next week with the eclipse, bringing in all kinds of information, but our elementary school students will not be going outside to view the eclipse.
Good.
Based on recommendations from medical experts and legal experts and educational experts.
So everybody that was wondering what's going on, well, there you go. It should be a learning experience. It doesn't happen all the time. You can watch it on TV or the internet or something else where you don't have to worry about outfitting everybody with their glasses and everything else that goes on with all of that.
Well, you know, our teachers had purchased a whole lot of glasses. Sure. The foundation was going to get glasses until they found out that there is a recommendation not to do this. So I believe our high schools are using the glasses that we have because the high schools are reacting differently to this than the elementary schools because of the age difference of the kids.
Yeah, it's easier. Some folks will listen a little bit easier.
A little more difficult to ask an elementary student to make sure you keep those glasses on while you're looking than it is a high school student.
Yes.
I would imagine if you say to a little kid, don't look at the sun, they're going to look at the sun. You know, I mean,
tell them
I would
over and over and over again, and that's exactly right. I don't think there's anything complete.
Mike with a young child has been talking about that all morning, Sue.
Maria's smart. She'll handle it. Mikey, I got no chance. We're going. We don't even have a basement, Sue, but that's where we're going. Uh-huh. We're going in the basement to make sure that's up. That's a safe place to go. All right, meeting coming up on Tuesday night, East North Southwest Drive and the administrative building where it always is. Meeting time is 6 p.m.
Correct.
Always, and obviously big discussions coming up. Where do we move forward in the transportation world, and anything else on that agenda that jumps
that's
off
the biggest page?
Well,
issue.
It has to be, and there's no doubt about that.
And we will be talking about advertising our budget for 2018. So we had the work session a week ago to have that introduced to the board. At the meeting on the 22nd, we're going to advertise the budget. In September, we'll have a budget hearing. And in October, we'll discuss it again and then hopefully adopt the budget.
So that's two big items. And when we talk to you folks next Thursday, we'll have a recap of obviously everything that went on in that meeting and hopefully some good news on a plan moving forward. That obviously the bus stuff has been better since last Thursday. It's been a week. It should be better. That's good. It's just not where you want it yet, and we'll see how that plan is put together on Tuesday. Good job as always, Sue. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Glass. Bye, Keith.
Bye.